Each of us probably remembers studying hours and hours for a big test. The test given here certainly requires plenty of study, and fewer than 10% will make the grade. We'll meet a man with a title that is one of the toughest to attain. It's today's edition on the American Countryside.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Thousands of men fought at the Battle of Gettysburg, but few people are licensed to share their story as a battlefield guide.
To be a licensed battlefield guide at the Gettysburg National Military Park, you have to take a comprehensive written examination, which lasts about 3 hours, contains about 200 objective questions, and then there is an essay portion.
Wayne Motz has been a licensed guide for over 3 decades. You may say, big deal, study for the test and you're in. Not so fast. You compete against everyone else, and only the top few percent of the class are even allowed to go to the next step, the oral examination.
From start to finish, of those 160-some that were in that room, you'll probably get out of that 19, maybe 12 to 15 guides. It has a non-completion process rate of over 90%.
You'll need to study plenty to have a chance of passing this test.
Questions can range anywhere from what are the days of the week that the battle was fought to what was the population approximately of the town at the time of the battle to a specific regimental commander in charge of a certain regiment here at Gettysburg.
Wayne may have had a leg up on others interested in becoming a guide. After all, one of his roommates got information directly from the men who fought here.
When I first started guiding here, I lived with a man who had started guiding in 1923. And I lived in a boarding house with him my first year in 1988. He was 65 years a licensed battlefield guide. He took 3 generations of people, of families, on tours here on the battlefield. He took veterans on tour. I mean, what a remarkable thing.
Wayne has certainly led many tours over his tenure. What is his most memorable tour? The answer to that question will bring tears to your eyes. And it's next time as we travel the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. I'm Andrew McCrae.